88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick. And now, the Israel Hour with Mayrav and Josh.
את תחשבי עליו, למה שתרצי אליו? את אוהבת, את עוזבת, עכשיו. עולם מלא באנשים, מחפשים ומבקשים, תבקשי גם בשבילך.
Israel Hour radio program, 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Josh Rohn. I am so glad that you're tuned into the Israel Hour today. You will be so glad that you're tuned into the Israel Hour today. Our special guest, the one and only Shiri Maimon. Yes, that's Shiri Maimon. We're so excited. We spoke to her last month while we were in Israel, had the chance to get to know her a little bit, and really, really enjoyed our time with Shiri. As all of you who listen know, any regular listeners know, I've had a crush on this woman for a long, long time. I think not only is she absolutely gorgeous, she has one of the best voices in Israeli music today. I've been wanting to talk to Shiri forever, and thanks to her manager, Orly, we finally got the chance. We sat down in a cafe in Tel Aviv and had some time to sit down and chat with Shiri Maimon. Let's get it to you right now. No better time like the present. If you have any comments, it's 732-932-8800. That's the phone number. Email is info@israelhour.com. And go to facebook.com/israelhour if you'd like to say hello on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, our exclusive interview with the one and only Shiri Maimon. It is the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU, and we are sitting here in Tel Aviv with somebody that I've wanted to talk to forever. I am a huge fan. Meirav knows, and all our listeners know, that this is someone that I've admired ever since I first heard her on Kochav Nolad. How many years ago was that?
Wow, Kochav Nolad was 9 years ago, I think. Okay. Yeah?
Well, we are so thrilled to talk to Shiri Maimon. Shiri, welcome to the Israel Hour.
Thank you, finally.
We're thrilled to talk to you. So, or of course, you know, this is the first time you've been on our show, so we're going to go back a little bit to find out a little bit about how you got started, a little bit about Kochav Nolad, if that's okay. But before Kochav Nolad, somebody with a voice as beautiful as yours must have been singing before you were discovered by the world. So tell us about your singing history before Kochav Nolad began.
So I started to sing and perform, not professionally, when I was 10. And actually, since I remember myself, I'm standing in front of the mirror and just singing and performing in front of my family. And when I was 10, I took part in a children's festival called Festigal in Israel. And that's when I started to perform in front of audience. And then I was in, a lot of groups and bands until I joined the army. And then there I was in a military band, performing for 2 years in front of soldiers all over the country in Israel. And when I released, I moved to Eilat. Eilat is a vacation city in Israel. So I performed there for 1 year, and then Kochav Nolad. I went to audition for Kochav Nolad, and then everything started, you know.
But there must have been some people, with all your touring and singing, there must have been some people who knew you before Kochav Nolad, or were you really unknown in Israel?
When I was in the army, Tzvika Adar did my first audition. So when I came to Kochav Nolad, he started to laugh and he said, "Do you remember when I told you you're going to be famous? You're going to be a big star." And he really said that. I remember that when we did a big show for the army, and he came to me and he said, "Listen," it was like 3 years before Kochav Nolad, or 2 years. So he told me, "Listen, you're great. Oh my God, you're going to be a big star." And I was like, "Really? Thank you. Thank you so much." And then when I came to audition for Kochav Nolad, he told me, "I told you."
So since we're talking about Kochav Nolad, tell us a little bit about the experience. What was that like for you?
I realized that I love competitions. You know, for me, it's like it brings the best out of me, competitions. And I loved it. It was very stressful, but still, when it finished, you know, I felt like, okay, this is an opportunity. I want to do everything that I can. I want to do everything that I will take this opportunity and just be, you know, and fulfill my dream. So I was very glad when Ronnie Brown, he's the head of Helicon, the record company in Israel, when he signed me. I was the first one he signed for a contract to do CDs and everything, and I was so glad, because for me it was this is what I wanted.
Dream come true.
So we just watched the Kochav Nolad this season. The Gemar HaGadol was last week, and we watched the two contestants standing up there, and you were in that same position 8-9 years ago, and you came in second. So what does it feel like to be standing up there next to Nanette and hear her name instead of yours? Is that hard, or is that okay?
Oh my God, I don't remember it. You're taking me back, 9 years ago. But when I was standing there, I felt like, oh my God, I really wanted to take the first place. But a year after, or 2 years after, when I did the Eurovision, I realized that it was better for me to take the second place, and so I can do another competition and, you know, do a European competition.
Not locked into a contract.
Yeah. So for me, if I would have taken the first place, then I couldn't do anything after it. And of course, not another competition. Because I took the second one, and the expectations wasn't that, you know, big for me. Everyone talked about her. So for me, it was good, you know. After the fact, I realized that it was better for me to take the second place.
And here's a very obvious question. How has it changed your life?
It changed my life, but I can tell you that since I was a little girl, I dreamt about that moment. I was ready. I was 22, and I was ready. I wanted defense. I wanted the audience to scream my name. I wanted to perform. I wanted songs, you know, my songs, my CDs. I really wanted it, and I did everything to fulfill my dream. So I was very focused until now. I'm really focused because I'm doing what I love. So I really know what to do. You know what I'm saying? It's for me. This is my life. This is what I wanted. So I'm cool with that.
Here's Shiri from the finale of the Gemar Agadol Kochav Nolad Season 1, Don Quixote on the Israel Hour. Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU. Now more of our interview with the one and only Shiri Maimon.
So you mentioned before about the Eurovision in 2005, and you sang HaShekat SheNishar, and you came in fourth place. What was that like to represent Israel in the Eurovision?
Okay, that was one of my best experiences ever, and I think forever. because it's not like represent yourself, it's representing your country. And you know, everyone called me there Israel, no one called me Shiri. So for me it was I was so proud to do that. I wanted to give, you know, 100%, and I feel like I did everything for my country. And I was so happy when I took the first place. Of course, I wanted the first one, but again, I like the fact that I'm not taking the first one. Maybe I'm not supposed to, you know. I just need to do competitions and not taking the first place.
And you did better than many Israelis have done in a long time. That was amazing.
What places?
I think it's the combination of a good song, a good performance, and thank you. And everything around was you know, the background vocals, the girls that sang, and the two guys that played, and the dress, you know, everything was right. So when I'm looking at right now, I'm saying, okay, I love it. I feel proud.
These days, you're spending a lot of time with Shimon Buskila. And to us, to me at least, that seemed, and I'm sure to many, that seemed like a very unusual pairing, an unusual combination between you and Shimon. Shimon sings a very different style of music. So how did that partnership begin?
Actually, I called Shimon. I asked him to write me a song. He was very nice. We met, we started to talk, we started to sing, you know, a few songs, and the connection. The connection was, you know, we started immediately. We started to laugh. We started to, I told him about my boyfriend. He told me about his girlfriend. And, you know, everything was so real. And when we started to sing together, our voices, they sound so harmonious. Yeah. So we started to talk about maybe we'll do a duet. But then, you know, it became like a big show with a lot of songs. And me and him and our, you know, everyone around, our managers really believed in this project. But at the beginning, like you said, it sounds like for people, what is that? What is this combination? They didn't understand that. But after they came to the show, I remember that people came to me and said, oh my God, we didn't believe that it's so good. It's emotional, it's funny, it's fun. It's a little bit Middle Eastern, a little bit pop, a little bit rock, everything. We did everything in one show. So for us, it's a big success. For us, you know, personally.
And did I read that you've done more than like 150 shows together? Is that correct?
Yes. It's old news. Yeah, it's old news. It's almost 200. And we did...
In how long?
1.5 years, I think.
A little bit over a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah.
And we did Caesarea. And for us and for me, Caesarea was, a goal. You know, I always looked at Shlomo Arzi and Drita and I said, oh my God, I want to do that. And when I was there on the stage in Caesarea, I felt, okay, another dream come true. It was so exciting. And we have another one next month, and we're still so excited about this project. So it's amazing. And we just released our fourth single, and it's amazing. I'm so happy.
And the new single is called Yamim Meusharim, and I just heard it yesterday. It's beautiful, wonderful song. I think, like you said, it brings out the best in both of you. But was it hard for you to adapt yourself? I know you're doing some of his songs, some of your songs. Is it hard for you to adapt to his type of music? Sometimes singing in other languages, sometimes singing in different styles than what you're used to?
No, at all. For me, it was an adventure. You know, I really wanted to sing. It's a song that I grew up on. Really, my parents used to listen to Greek songs and Middle Eastern and Algerian songs. So for me, it was like to go back to my childhood and just to realize that it's part of me. So to sing that, to sing in Moroccan and to sing in, I sing there in English and French and everything. So for me, I felt like I came back home.
And what's the future with you and Shimona? Is this just a temporary thing? What, are you expecting to record more? Where do you go from here?
You know what? We didn't decide anything. And everything is keep going, you know, with this show. and surprise us. So I don't know what will happen. I know that I'm just started to record my third album, and I'm really excited about that one. And you know, I'm just keep going, just do music, shows. I'm enjoying it.
And last question about you and Shimon. Are you going to take this show outside of Israel, perhaps to the United States?
Hopefully. I think that kind of show can be amazing to that kind of audience in America, you know, for the Israelis, for the Jewish communities, because it's combined a lot of, you know, songs that everyone can relate to. So I hope so.
לזכור ולא לשכוח, להישאר אני, לשים מאחוריי את העבר, לחיות את החיים עד כמה שאפשר. תני לי את הכוח לסלוח לעצמי על טעויות של ילד, על חטא של נעורים, להתגבר על כל המכשולים, למצוא את האמת שבתוכי. יש בי עוד תקווה, לא נשאר ספק, רק הכוונה שיוצאת מתוך הלב, ובתוכי הזעקה גדולה, עכשיו אני לוחשת הכוח לפקוח את עיניי, כי החיים לא פעם כבדי מעל כתפיי. עזור לי לאסוף את השברים, לראות אותם באים ימים מאושרים. יש לי עוד תקווה, לא נשאר ספק, רק הכוונה שיוצאת מתוך הלב, ובתוכי הזה
sounding great. It's Shiri Maimon and Shimon Buskila, Yamim Meusharim, as we continue with our special interview with Shiri Maimon. Hey, we made it onto Shiri Maimon's official fan page on Facebook, and I know that Guy, both Guy and Eden, are both listening. Shalom leGuy, shalom leEden, shemazinim achshav, ani choshev me'eretz Yisrael, toda leShneihem. Here we go. More with, here's our final segment with the one and only, the lovely and talented Shiri Maimon.
Who are your big idols in Israel? Who are your favorite Israeli music stars?
Or music in general.
Or music in general, right. You don't have to have Israeli stars. You know, we listen to Gaga lots. It's not all Hebrew.
Yeah. Actually, you know, when I was a teenage girl, I used to listen to Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston and Celine Dion, all the biggest singers, you know. And I really loved Rita and Aviv Geffen also, Ivry Lider. It's like all kind of music. Yeah. Stevie Wonder.
So in doing a little bit of research for today, we found out two things. We found out, number one, that you share the same birthday with Meirav, May 17th, which we thought was wonderful. And also that you are engaged. Is that...
I forgot my ring. Oh, my God.
Well, mazal tov. Who's the lucky guy?
Lucky guy is my boyfriend for the last 4 years. His name is Yoni Rajuan. He's an actor. He's also a producer. He's an amazing person, and I'm really glad. I knew that he's the one, for sure. So I was really, really glad when he proposed. I said, like, yes, finally. But it can't, you know, it happened when I really wanted it to happen. When I was 30, that's the time. Yeah.
It seems like life just fell in your lap beautifully. Just every single piece of life just...
Foot. Not good.
So we want to commend you on your Facebook. It's amazing how you have embraced Facebook. Not many artists have done that, so you should really pat yourself on the back.
I did embrace it. I feel like I'm not like... I don't have Facebook for, you know, family and friends, just the fans' Facebook. And this... I'm a private person, and for me, the Facebook was like, oh my God, I don't want anyone to know what I'm doing right now, where am I, pictures, you know. For me, it was crazy, but for the fans, it's something else. I don't know why. I want them to know that I'm working, that I'm, you know, I'm with my friends. I don't know why. Just for them, for me, it feels like I want them to know that I'm here, that I'm reading what they're writing, and I'm just, you know, I'm write a few things about myself, about what I'm doing, but still I feel like it's still private, you know, private page. Still.
Well, you can share what you want to share, you know?
Right, because you constantly post your thoughts, you update photos, you share your thoughts, and it's great. So obviously it has some kind of connection between you and your audience to some extent, right?
Yeah, the connection is really important for me. So if they're not coming to, if you know, I have shows and I have I can see them a lot, but still for them to read that good morning, I just woke up, I'm going to record a new song with Shimon, they're like, oh my God, it's so, they love that. Yes.
All right. Well, Shiri, you've told us a whole bunch of things you're working on. Anything else you'd like your fans in New Jersey, in America, and around the world to know about you and what you're working on and your future plans?
So I'm just working on my third album in Israel, in Hebrew. It's a Hebrew album, but I can't. I have to work. You know, for me, it's another challenge to work on an English album, and I'm just recording a few things, and hopefully something big will happen, Be'ezrat Hashem. And if it will, I'll come there, and hopefully they'll come to my shows, and I'll see you there, guys.
You've done an English album, yes?
Yes, I recorded after the Eurovision in London. I recorded an album. I didn't release it because I felt like at the end, it wasn't me 100%, so I decided just to release a few songs here in Israel. But I can't stop working on it. I love to sing in English, and I'm, you know what? I'm doing it right now. I'm recording it here in Israel, and you know, I was in Baltimore. So hopefully we'll talk after something big will happen.
Is that a goal of yours to make it big in outside of Israel as well?
Always. I don't know why, but yeah, I know why, because Israel is my home. It's an amazing place, but the opportunities here are like, okay, I did Caesarea, and I'm going to do a lot of shows, and Be'ezrat Hashem, I want to live here and be here and do my music here. But still, as an artist, I want more people to see me, to hear my songs, to hear my music, to, you know, to relate to me. So this is the, if it's possible for me, I will try doing it. Yes.
Well, you sing in English beautifully. You speak in English beautifully. We know that you should be successful in the United States and around the world. We love you. We love your music. It is a real thrill to talk to you and to learn more about you and your career. And I thank you so much for joining us on the Israel Hour.
Thank you so much. You're great. And in Hebrew, we're saying Yishar Koach. Keep doing what you're doing. You're great. And I love you too.
Big thank you to Shiri Maimon. She said she loves to sing in English. We don't do it often, but let's hear her in English. This is called Now That You're Gone, Shiri Maimon Ba'anglit, Shai Yisraelit.
It's late and I sit here by myself, running pictures through my head. Remember the day I left you alone. I never thought it would be forever. I dreamed that
Shiri Maimon on the Israel Hour. Now That You're Gone. The Hebrew version of that is Chelek Mimcha. You've heard that before on the radio here. Before that, Shiri Maimon and Shimon Buskila, Yamim Me'usharim, their latest single from their joint concert, their joint album. We saw the show in Israel. Phenomenal. Phenomenal night in Jerusalem. Shiri before that with Dan Quixote from Kochav Nolad season number 1. And we started today's show off with Le'an Shelo Telchi, written by Rami Kleinstein for Shiri Maimon. Big thanks to Shiri and to her manager Orly. They were fantastic. We had a great time meeting with them. What did you think of the interview? Anything that you learned that you didn't know before? By the way, we mentioned that she is engaged. The wedding date has been set, I believe, for October 25th. Coming up quickly, Mazal Tov to Shiri. And would love to hear your thoughts. Email me, info@israelhour.com. info@israelhour.com. Give me a call at 732-932-8800. Or post a message on Facebook at facebook.com/israelhour. Well, Last week we mentioned that today we'd be playing a whole bunch of music that was popular in Israel during the summer. We don't have that much time left, but we'll do some this week, some next week. And of course, this past summer was the grand finale of another season of Kochav Nolad, season number 9 of Kochav Nolad. The winner was an immigrant from, I believe, Ethiopia, now living in Sderot. Her name is Chagit Yasso, and she won it all. She won the entire competition with a song that was sung that we watched live in Israel, a song by Ofra Chaza originally. It's called Mishu Holech Tamid Iti. The winner of season number 9 of Kochav Nolad, this is Chagit Yasso on the Israel Hour.
סדק אדמה סדיק עמל ולא נותר לקצורת שאלתי לחשתי בשביל מה החורף שוב עיקה ביקור כחרב והמבט כוסה גרירי בשתי עיניו ומי סדקי דירות ניבט
She is the winner of Kochav Nolad season number 9. That was Chagit Yasso on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. Saying hello to Scott, listening live. Also to Guy and Moshe and Netta, all who said hello on Facebook. You do the same at facebook.com/Israel Hour. This is a huge hit, still is in Israel, by Yuna Poliker. It's called Fuma Fuma.
ראיתי רומני קטן חצי צימוק דובר שפה עילגת וכולו קצה חוט סיגריה מה נותן לך אתה מבסוט פומה פומה את הסיגריה שם רומני חשיש מריחואנה פומה פומה מסתור הריח תודה חבר אחת קטנה כי למה אתה בא בתחנה הישנה זה כאן עולם אחר זה משטרה אין חוק רק סינגל הקטן קונה ואופ לצחוק כי פומה פומה את הסיגריה שם רומני חשיש בריחואנה כי פומה פומה נסטולה
Yuna Poliker on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU, with a song that still, it was hot when we were in Israel this past summer, still is number 2 on Reshet Gimel's countdown list for this past week. Yuna Poliker with Fuma Fuma. Before that, Chagit Yasso with Mishu Olech Tamid Iti, originally by Ofra Chaza. Now the song that Chagit used to win Kochav Nolad. So very cool. 732-932-8800 is my phone number here at the Israel Hour. Also, you can reach me by Facebook at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Few announcements I've been asked to make. Number one, matchmaker Eileen Leff will be speaking at a Hadassah meeting tomorrow evening at Young Israel of East Brunswick in East Brunswick, New Jersey, 7:45. It's their first meeting of the year. She is a matchmaker at sawyouatsinai.com. Which has been a very successful matchmaking website. She'll be discussing the process of matchmaking tomorrow night, Young Israel of East Brunswick for Hadassah at 7:45. East Brunswick, New Jersey. Also, let's see what else we have going on here. The WRSU will be broadcasting live later this afternoon from the Raritan River Festival at Boyd Park in New Brunswick, New Jersey. They'll be broadcasting live from 3 to 6. They have all kinds of music that is not of the Israeli variety at WRSU from 3 to 6, or visit Boyd Park in New Brunswick. Something that may be of a little more interest to our audience is the Rejoice Festival going on right now in... Woodlot Park in South Brunswick, New Jersey is the Rejoice Festival going on right this second in South Brunswick, New Jersey. Lots of Jewish acts, including the a cappella group 613. They are phenomenal, by the way, and have a couple of Israeli songs in their repertoire. So that will be going on all afternoon today at Woodlot Park in South Brunswick, New Jersey. It's a great festival of music. Go to rejoicefestival.com for details. Rejoicefestival.com for further information on the Rejoice Festival. And we are the Israel Hour at 8.7 WRSU, playing back some great songs that were hot over the summer and still are now this fall. Continuing with Yardena Arazi. This is a song I heard a lot driving around Israel in the car this summer. It's brand new from Yardena Arazi, Lo Lokachat Lalev, on the Israel Hour, as we keep Israeli music on your dial.
עזב. אנשים אחרים מרו לבבם, עצובים או בוכים כך במצבם, אך אני משום מה כלום לי לא כואב, כי אני לא לוקחת זאת ללב. לכולם הורים יש עוד וגם סבתא, לי גם אין את זאת. רק אתמול פגשתי גבר כראוי, יום עובר, התברר כי הוא קצת נשוי. אנשים אחרים מרו לבבה, עצובים או בוכים כך במצבה, אך אני משום מה כלום לי לא כואב, כי אני לא לקחת זאת ללב. סופי בעצם פתרונות לאל, לי רק שתי ידיים אך הן שמאליות, ראש מורם אבל גם חשק רב לחיות. אנשים אחרים מרו לבבם, עצובים או בוכים כך במצבם, שום כלום לי לא כואב, כי אני לא לוקחת זאת ללב. אנשים אחרים מרו לבבם, עצובים או בוכים כך במצבם, אך אני משום כלום לי לא כואב, כי אני לא לוקחת זאת ללב. אנשים אחרים מרו לבבם, עצובים או בוכים כך במצבם, אך אני משום כלום לי לא כואב, כי
Yeah.
הראל סקאט. הראל סקאט on the Israel Hour. Tia Li Ahava is the name of this one. We'll be back next Sunday at 11 a.m. Some great Israeli music, brand new Israeli music that was hot this summer. A big, big thank you to Shiri Maimon. She is amazing, and we thank her so much for spending so much time with us and really having a great, great conversation in Tel Aviv this summer. Thank you so much, Shiri. And also, let me say hello again and thank you to Guy and to Eden, who have been spreading the word all about us and how much they're enjoying this radio show on Shiri's official fan page on Facebook. I think they enjoyed hearing Shiri on American radio, as did many others. Hello also to Tatiana, who's listening live, said so on Facebook. Thank you, Tatiana. And that'll do it. Thanks again to Shiri. Thanks to all of you for listening. We're back next Sunday, 11 a.m. Please be sure to tune in then. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn. You're tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour is coming up next. Shalom aleichem from the Israel Hour. Al tafsiku lashir.